Longtime Libya watchers are not surprised that Muammar Gaddafi has apparently ordered his security forces to fire on protesters. The World's Jeb Sharp tells us why the situation in Libya has deteriorated more quickly and dramatically than it did in Egypt.
In Egypt, the professional army stood by ready to take control at a moment's notice. But in Libya, there is no separate professional army, per se. Dirk Vandewalle of Dartmouth College says there's an array of security forces, all of them dependent on the regime.
So for the people who belong to these security organizations, either they win or they lose. And so if they lose, that means that the population takes over and they will very likely find themselves against the wall. And vice versa, of course. If the government forces can overpower the population, you could also predict a very bloody set of reprisal actions.
In other words, it's a matter of life or death for both sides. Gaddafi cracked down hard on secular opposition in the late 1970s and early 80s, and he did the same against Islamists in the 1990s. The Egyptian regime was also tough on opposition movements, but Mubarak did leave some space for a few groups to organize and maneuver. That has not been the case in Libya, according to Dirk Vandewalle.
This is a regime that has systematically destroyed any kind of political opposition, any young political leadership, any organized group in civil society. And so when you look beyond Gaddafi and the close circle of his confidence, there literally is nothing. This is a vacuum. So if the leadership goes, no one really knows who will step into that vacuum.
It could have been Gaddafi's son Saif. He was seen as a proponent of reform. But on Sunday, he threatened opponents of the regime with civil war. That speech probably tied Saif's fate to that of his father. With no successor in sight, many observers fear conflict and chaos if Gaddafi's regime falls. But don't count Gaddafi out just yet. John Alterman of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says the Libyan leader's unpredictability isn't necessarily a weakness.
In many ways, Muammar Gaddafi has made his unpredictability his strength because people have been afraid to cross him. Libyans have understood that you can't really predict what's going to happen, and the only way forward is to demonstrate your loyalty, because then at least you might get ahead. Gaddafi is much better at controlling people than anybody in the West gives him credit for. We always think he looks out of control, but my sense is there's a real method to the madness.
That madness was on display in Gaddafi's speech today. You could hear that trademark defiance, the anti-Western vitriol, and even allegations of protesters on hallucinogenic drugs. But it's not clear the old antics will continue to work in a Libya now riven with competing factions. If Gaddafi does cling to power, it's not clear whom he'll listen to, either inside or outside the country. Dirk Vandewalle thinks it'll be difficult for outside powers to influence Gaddafi's behavior.
Certainly, the Europeans have had the closest interactions with Libya. But even there, remember that Europe is highly dependent on Libyan oil. Libya is also the country that controls the flow of illegal immigrants into Europe through Sicily and Italy. And so even there, the European Union is really the party that is really dependent more on Libya than Libya is on the Europeans.
For now, anyway. Whatever comes next, Libya seems destined for a period of dangerous uncertainty. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.